Oh, yes, there was an analogy Venerable Gashla gave to help us can understand how important our vows and commitments are. He uses the example of someone taking an ordinary job. So normally when we start an ordinary job, we commit ourselves to fulfilling our employer's wishes. It's part of the commitments of the job. We want the job. And then we commit ourselves to fulfilling our employer's wishes, probably something about arriving to work on time, performing certain tasks, giving certain deliverables or reports. We have these commitments. And if we don't commit ourselves to fulfilling our employer's wishes, then we will soon lose our job. So now we are receiving highest yoga tantra empowerments. These empowerments open the door to the quick path to enlightenment. But if we have no interest in keeping, or if we have no interest in our commitments, for example, the 19 commitments of the five Buddha families, if we have apply no effort to trying to keep these, then we will lose our opportunity to attain enlightenment. This is the truth. But these vows and commitments, we should know, are not like heavy luggage. They are not a heavy responsibility. In reality, it's actually very simple for us. The main point is that we need to keep the intention to practice in our heart. This is enough. I'm very confident to say this because these are exactly Venerable Geshe-la's words. I find this so encouraging, compassionate, and inspiring. I think, oh, okay, I can do that. First, we're listing all these 19 commitments, and then maybe we start to get a little bit worried. Can I do that? And our guru, he's so compassionate. He's helping us, leading us step by step, right from where we are, all the way to enlightenment. That depends upon practicing our vows and doing our best to keep our commitments. But it's not heavy, not a heavy responsibility at all. Very simple. This is what he said. The main point is that we need to keep the intention to practice in our heart. This is enough. We can do this. Of course, we can't immediately do everything, keeping our vows and commitments perfectly from the beginning, unless we reduce our delusions. Because Dharma and delusions are opposites. We know delusions destroy our mental peace and our happiness. Dharma gives rise to inner peace and pure happiness. Delusions create huge problems for us and for everyone. Dharma solves human problems. Delusions make us lose control of our mind and our actions. Dharma, through Dharma practice, we control our mind and actions. Follow correct paths. Delusions, they cause us to follow wrong paths. Dharma, we follow correct paths. So delusions and Dharma are opposites. So in order to keep our commitments, vows and commitments purely, of course, we need to reduce our delusions. Okay? But immediately, even if we can't keep our vows and commitments perfectly from the beginning, this is okay. What we need is to keep in our heart a real intention to practice our vows and to keep our commitments to the best of our ability. This is what our guru is encouraging us to do. We can keep that intention and then gradually improve. We're not perfect from the beginning. But through maintaining this intention, while simultaneously accumulating good fortune or merit, purifying obstacles and negativity, and continually receiving blessings and protection. For example, by relying upon our wisdom Dharma protector, Dodzin Dorje Shugden, he'll help us. His blessings will empower our mind to improve our moral discipline practice, to keep our vows and commitments. We can definitely make strong requests to Guru Dorje Shugden for this. So through practicing in this way, maintaining this intention, never giving it up, and gradually improving ourselves, finally, we will be able to keep our vows and commitments purely. And then Venerable Geshe says, then you will very much enjoy. You'll really enjoy, you know.